losses from last week's hijackings could approach $30 billion for property and casualty damages alone, making it the most expensive catastrophe on record. Scores of insurance companies have already announced they're prepared to honor their policies. But since President Bush declared the attack was an act of war, at least one insurer has questioned its obligation to pay claims. NPR's Elaine Corey reports.
Many insurance policies contain standard language that excludes coverage in case of war, declared or not, or armed hostilities. The Arab Insurance Group, based in the tiny nation of Bahrain, has cited the president's act of war statement, saying it adds, quote, another legal dimension to the insurance aspect of this catastrophe. So far, that has been an isolated response. In the aftermath of last week's attack, major insurers, including Chubb, AIG, and Hartford, among others, all flatly rejected the idea of seeking active war exclusions. Herb Perrone is with the American Council of Life Insurers.
More than a dozen major life insurance companies have already gone on the record and have gone to the public and said, look, we don't have many of these. We don't think they apply in this situation. And even if they did apply, we wouldn't apply them.
Beyond the ruinous public relations problems that could arise, insurers who try to invoke an act of war exclusion would be on shaky legal ground. Peter Keene is the dean of San Francisco's Golden Gate University of Law.
This simply was not the traditional wartime situation that exclusions are meant to cover.
Courts have generally defined war as acts of aggression between sovereign nations. In 1974, a federal appeals court ruled that the hijacking and subsequent bombing of a Pan Am jetliner by a Palestinian guerrilla group was not an act of war. Despite that opinion, Keene says we could see the acts of war clause invoked in battles within the insurance industry itself. So far, the companies that face the biggest losses are so-called reinsurers, such as Lloyd's of London. Reinsurers help primary insurers, such as Chubb or Allstate, spread their coverage risks. Given the enormity of the costs, Keene says lengthy lawsuits may determine which sector of the insurance industry will ultimately foot the bill.
There will always be battles between primary insurance carriers and secondary insurance carriers. And I guess in raising the technicality of was it a war or was it not a war, it's a little bit more likely to see that kind of a battle being played out between two companies rather than the insurance company trying to play that out between their payments to the families of victims and denying them on that ground just for the bad public relations that the insurance companies would get.
And there's little doubt that last week's attacks will have a big impact on how insurance companies write policies to cover such events in the future. Tim Zawacki is an insurance analyst with SNL Securities.
The issue here is that companies looking forward are going to alter the way they write policies so that they will exclude acts of terrorism. Companies that seek commercial policies and companies that issue those policies are going to definitely rethink how they cover these risks going forward.
The CEO of at least one company, Australian QBE Insurance, has already said he will completely revisit how the company handles risks of terrorist attacks since they are so unpredictable. Elaine Corey, NPR News.